Having a really tough time, and I'm doing it. I'm ranking the four Jet coaches in the post-Rex Ryan era. An exercise I made the Giant fans do, and it's just, it is depressing, but it's also hilarious. So I'll give it to you real quick, and then we'll play a game of Post It and Toast It and get to your phone calls. The worst one, and it was not even close, is Adam Gase. Adam Gase was a disaster. Adam Gase was a disaster before they hired him. I'll never forget when I brought up the rumor to Joe, and he freaked out, and we both freaked out. Then they hire the guy, and the press conference was an unmitigated disaster, and obviously his tenure here. So Adam Gase is a clear number one. Number two is Jeff Ulbrich. Like, the reason I won't make him worse is because I think he was put in a bad situation. So there is a part of me that says, boy, this was a tough spot to begin with.
Right.
But you talk about a guy that was not ready to be the head coach, a guy that was overcome by the job. Jeff Ulbrich is two. And then number three is Robert Saleh. Like, I can't believe that Todd Bowles comes away from this scot-free, right. But when I look back at the Bowles era, as much as we were ready to get rid of him, at least they had a 10-win season.
No, and there was some talent on that team, right? They made some plays. Right? Who was
Brandon Marshall, Darrell Revis had come back.
Yeah, it felt like, all right, maybe this team can sneak in some success here. It obviously didn't last, but at least Todd Bowles got another head coaching job. Has done relatively well in that second stint as a head coach. These other guys have not.
No, that's a big sign.
I had to look up what Adam Gase is doing now.
What is Adam Gase doing now?
He is currently working as a strategic advisor for the 33rd team, which is it's a tech company that analyzes football. Ronde actually works for the 33rd.
It's how the Jets hired Aaron Glenn.
Right.
He's going to go to them.
But Mike Tannenbaum is the founder.
That's right.
So he hired him.
I kind of vaguely remember this when they were going to the 33rd team, seeing Gase was involved, being like, oh my God, he's going to come back.
Yeah.
So I put the poll out for Jet fans like I did for Giant fans. Giant fans overwhelmingly say their worst head coach in the post-Coughlin era was Joe Judge, followed by McAdoo, Shermer, and Dable's only getting 4% of the vote. Mm. Well, Todd Bowles is doing even better than Dable. Todd Bowles only gets 2% of the vote.
Wow.
Gase is leading with 78% of the vote.
It's a landslide.
It's a landslide. And Saleh and Jeff Ulbrich are tied at 10%, which is just very sad.
Well, they were the same staff, so the same people.
Look, it was bad all the way around. Now, let's play a quick game of Posted and Toasted here on The Fan.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
Read the old tweets of FA and coworkers. Tiki guesses who tweeted it. Let's go to March 7th, 2023. I am so pumped that the Giants and Daniel Jones got this deal done. I truly believe the best is yet to come with DJ. Barkley back on the tag is clutch, too. This is a great day for us Giant fans. Is that Sean Morash, Tommy Lugauer, Chris Big Mac McMonagle, or Tiki Barber?
That's Sean.
You're wrong.
How is that not Sean?
That's not me?
That sounds exactly like Sean.
That is not Sean, no.
Huh. September?
March 7th, 2023. It was right after they got the DJ and the Barkley stuff done.
I don't even think I wasn't tweeting then. So,
it wasn't you?
I was saying Big Mac.
You're wrong.
Tommy?
Positive
Tommy. No, Biggie.
Tommy! You were very optimistic.
I was extremely optimistic.
Then it all went down.
Well, I mean, listen. Saquon Barkley obviously had a massive year with the Eagles, so I was right about wanting Barkley on the team. I think so, right? That checks out. And Daniel Jones is going to have a great year with the Colts, so I think it really checks out that way, too.
Yeah, just a couple of years off.
Just a couple of years off. That's right. It.
Let's go to April 9th, 2020. Ed O'Neill in Married with Children was LeBron in the finals with Matthew Dellavedova. Ed O'Neill in Modern Family was LeBron with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
Whoever that is, I'm just telling you, that's a great tweet.
It is a great tweet, but it is so deep, it hurts my brain to even think about it.
Was that?
Because now I got to remember all of these shows.
Brandon Tierney, Sean Morash, Sal Licata, or Evan Roberts?
That's an Evan Roberts type tweet.
You're wrong.
You didn't tweet that?
No.
Did you? Dellavedova. Who would know and think about? This is BT.
You're wrong.
No. I thought Sean gave it away when he said it was a brilliant tweet.
That was me?
How do you not know your own tweets? You didn't even know that was you?
So I'm so confused. I thought for sure Tommy's Daniel Jones signing tweet was my tweet. I don't remember tweeting that at all, and I love the take, so that makes sense. It's so accurate.
I don't know. So you're
Read it again.
Ed O'Neill in Married with Children
yeah.
was LeBron in the finals with Matthew Dellavedova. Ed O'Neill in Modern Family was LeBron with Wade and Bosh. Basically, he's saying the cast of Modern Family was just loaded with talent,
and the cast with Married with Children was not, which I think is ridiculous.
I agree with Evan.
No, Christina Applegate?
Dude, legendary.
Dude, Modern Family.
And I apologize. I forget the wife's name.
Katie Sagal Peckinpah.
She was tremendous.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a horrible take.
Come it's on. It's actually a bad tweet.
No way.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up. It doesn't hold up. When you really think about it, it doesn't hold up.
What is the better all-time show? It's Modern Family because of the death.
No, it's not. Married with Children.
Married with Children was iconic.
I disagree.
Hold on. I think both shows are tremendous. And
by the way,
I've never
seen Modern Family, so I don't know.
So you don't even know.
I was out of the sitcom world at that point.
I think both shows are all-timers. I'm quibbling with you putting down the cast that he was on with. I mean, Christina Applegate and Katie Sagal, all of a sudden you're saying that. Yeah. And even the one who played Marcy, she was great.
Dude, yes. Neither of them have the performance Ty Burrell has as Phil Dunphy. Okay.
Ty Burrell ruined that show. They became.
What?
They made him such a klutz that the show became unwatchable.
He's arguably the greatest TV dad of all time.
Stop it. And let me correct myself. Ty Burrell didn't ruin the show. The writers ruined the show because they relied too much on him being a clown. They made him a clown.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
It reminds me of what Boy Meets World did with Corey's older brother. They made the guy too big of a clown.
And Julie Bowen and Sofia Vergara, they walk circles around Peg Bundy in acting.
Now let's get to our third Posted and Toasted. This is from February 19th, 2014.
Something about Peg Bundy.
Cheeky lights of Peg Bundy.
Hey, the older I get, I'm with you. I was more of a Kelly Bundy when I was younger. Now I'm like, man, Peg, I didn't realize the game. I didn't recognize it at that point.
You look back and say, why was Al so not into his wife? You're like, what?
Yeah. And you can't do that show anymore. And I think that adds to it a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? When you walk back, oh, that's what the 90s were like, the carefree Clinton era.
Great show. It's up there, man. This is a tweet from February 19th, 2014. I'd be more interested in the Olympics if we were competing against Iraq, Iran, and Al-Qaeda.
What?
Russia isn't really Russia anymore.
What? I'm praying that's not me.
This is 2014?
Yes. Is that Evan Roberts, Sean Morash, Al Dukes, or Greg Giannotti?
That sounds like an Al Dukeser.
Malachi Corley.
You are correct.
He gets deep.
Yeah. Well, at the time,
okay, so let's think about this.
Yes.
Russia isn't really Russia, meaning they're just not cheating anymore, so they can't be the villain?
No, we didn't look at them in 2014. And by the way, Al wasn't the only one. I'll never forget the Obama-Romney debate from 2012. And this one does not look good for the former president, where he basically made Romney out like, Russia's not a threat. What the hell's wrong with you? Now, as we sit here today, I think we'd all agree, Romney was right. Okay,
right.
We can at least say that.
Yes.
So at the time, Al is thinking along the lines of the president, which is, Russia ain't Russia anymore. They're nothing. So the real threats are, hey, Iran, Al-Qaeda. We had the whole thing with Iraq.
Right.
So I get where he's coming from. Yeah. I think in 2014, it made a lot of sense.
But he was referencing the Olympics, wasn't he?
Yeah, because he's saying when we face countries we truly hate, like the Soviets in 1980, that adds more stock to it.
I got it.
That was his point.
Got it.
I have another Olympic tweet that I'll use at a later date that is classic. This is March 17th, 2019. This is one of those old-fashioned, this tweet was aged horribly wrong. The Odell Beckham to Cleveland rumor is hysterical. People are so gullible, they'll fall for anything on Twitter. Eh? Now, as you may recall, Odell did get...
Of course.
Yeah. Was that Evan Roberts, Greg Giannotti, Sean Morash, or Brandon Tierney?
I'm going to say that was Sean.
Philosophical differences. That was Sean Morash. Congratulations. Why were you so wrong about that?
Why did you think it wasn't happening?
Yeah.
I thought it was obvious it was happening. It was just a matter of timing.
I could take a guess here. I think Sean on the national network had a lot of connections. He has a friend in Cleveland that was probably telling him that this isn't happening, and you got bad info.
It is by far the lowest moment of my career in terms of sourcing to me that I've ever had.
That's why we are not newsmakers.
Right.
We are entertainers.
Like to the point. I had a falling out with somebody.
Really? So someone told you that. They obviously turned out to be wrong. Mm-hmm. You look like an idiot because you were going all in on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Have you talked to the guy since or gal since?
Yeah. But there was like a hard 3 months of like, because that I became one of a million times, a mockery online.
Did that same person give you that Jameis Winston is a bad teammate stuff? Because
no.
He was in Cleveland too. Your Cleveland sources, you might need to get new ones.
No. No, not that one. I don't trust this
Jameis
person at all.
He's a great teammate. He's just crazy.
And he walks around barefoot. Did we know that? What do they call that?
What's his name?
Grounding. You're grounding with the world.
Yeah.
Who does that as well?
Noah Syndergaard.
No, Matt Collins.
Matt Collins. And the Dodger
Syndergaard
pitcher.
Syndergaard does it too?
I think he did years ago. And the Dodger reliever that we watched. I forget which
one. But is he fully committed to it?
Noah Syndergaard isn't even pitching. So God knows what he's committed to.
No, he's pitching now.
Matt Collins was fully committed to it.
What does that mean? He does it all the time?
He does not wear shoes, even if it's 4 degrees outside.
Wow. He walked from the World Trade Center to here in the wintertime to our building in bare feet.
Yes.
That's impressive.
And he doesn't take the elevator. He walks upstairs.
That's impressive.
Because nobody or nothing is going to take him where he has to go.
I like that.
Very philosophical.
He's badass. He is hands down the greatest prep interview for a game that we've ever done.
I can imagine.
And he was just like a bit player.
Yeah.
But he was awesome.
Fascinating.